At least 3,000 American troops have now died in Iraq. That sad milestone was reached yesterday when the Pentagon reported the death of Army Specialist Dustin Donica of Spring, Texas. He was 22 when he was killed last Thursday in Baghdad by small arms fire. In this part of the program, we're going to hear how the lives of one couple have changed since the death of their son, Marine Lance Corporal Edward A. Schrader II, known to his family and friends as Augie.
He had the same name as his grandfather, and we determined before he was born to keep it from confusing people that we would use the nickname from his middle name. His middle name is August.
Rosemary Palmer and Paul Schrader live in Cleveland, Ohio. They've calculated that their son was the 1,824th American service member to die in Iraq. He was killed in action on August 3, 2005. Paul Schrader says Augie was one of 14 Marines on a mission near Haditha. That's a volatile town in Iraq's Sunni heartland.
His squad was on their way into Haditha to clear Haditha of insurgents, and the vehicle hit a tank mine, and all 14 of these guys in the squad were killed at the same time.
That was, at its moment, a big story.
Yes, and what made it even bigger was that 2 days before that, 6 members of his battalion had been killed. So in the space of 48 hours, 20 Marines, largely from Ohio, were all killed.
How did you learn of his death?
Well, parents who have children in Iraq rely on the Internet considerably for the latest news. And while we were looking on the Internet on August 3rd, there came a flash news across the screen that said 14 Marines were killed in Haditha. And we just spent the next couple of hours in utter dread.
And then 2 representatives of the Marine Corps came to the house to tell us about 6 hours after the explosion.
What changed in your lives since your son's death?
Everything. You can't begin to imagine how even the little things change, how you go through the day, how you celebrate Christmas, how you celebrate any holiday or birthday. There's an absence there that it's not like a person has been never there. They were always there, and then they're not, and you're still looking at an empty hole, basically. It's also very difficult to go through the average, everyday things that you do. It's Rosemary often refers to it as like being underwater. Everything feels like it's in slow motion. Multitasking becomes much more difficult. The length of time you can concentrate on a job becomes a little shorter. It's just life is totally not the same.
Life has changed in other ways for Augie Schrader's parents. Since his death, both have left their jobs to start an organization called Families of the Fallen for Change. It's nonpartisan, but it does have a mission. It supports American troops in Iraq, and it's dedicated to bringing them home. Could I just ask, would your son's death, as terribly sad as it is, would it weigh on you less if you, his parents, believed that things were going well?
No. I would say if they were going well, that's a difficult question. I would say no, it wouldn't weigh on me less, because I never believed that this was a necessary war.
What mementos do you have of your son?
Oh, his mementos are everywhere, all over the house. We have what we call his shrine in the basement, where we have a Marine flag that the guys who returned from his unit had all signed. We have his Pez collection.
Hundreds of pictures all over, his Purple Heart, the flag that was on his coffin, and one of the 2 urns that we got back. Augie came back in 3 parts, 2 urns and 1 coffin. He's buried in 3 places, if you count our house. He's buried in New Jersey. He's buried in Cleveland.
Hmm.
The TV room in the basement. We have mementos all over. He's everywhere and at the same time, nowhere.
Paul Schrader and Rosemary Palmer, you know, my heart goes out to you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Schrader and Rosemary Palmer of Cleveland, Ohio, remembering their son, Marine Lance Corporal Augie Schrader, one of more than 3,000 American troops who have now been killed in Iraq.